This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. No day is more associated with champagne than today, New Year's Eve. The bubbly start was dubious and its history riddled with lawsuits. Dom Perignon tried many times to get the fizz out of his wine. When wine has bubbles, it's a sign that it has continued to ferment inside the bottle. For much of the history of viniculture, this was a no-no, a mark of wine gone bad, associated with murky, unstable, and unpredictable vintages. Although a few vineyards had produced intentionally sparkling wine as early as the 15th century in the south of France, it was only in the late 1600s that bubbly from Champagne, the actual region in France, began to be produced and respected. Wines from Champagne had a tendency to fizz because early frosts often led to incomplete fermentation during the manufacturing process. Lots of history later, and the bubbly was a huge hit. That's when the lawyers came in, as all that bubbly and all that money caused conflict as the traditional producers of the Champagne region sought to keep their brand undiluted by winemakers making bubbly with grapes from other parts of France, or, heaven forbid, other countries entirely. Although the first attempts to ban the use of champagne as a generic label date to the mid-1800s, it took until 1919 and riots by various vintners to settle on the official boundary lines of Champagne's grape-growing area, outside of which true champagne could not be made. And that's why champagne was and can be very expensive. Raise a glass, but have a safe ride home, or stay put. Find more information and historic photos on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. And as always, send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? And what are you looking forward to in 2020? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.